This is another episode of Your Hidden Power. What goes on inside of you, your body, your brain, your mind, your soul, your spirit? What's happening with you, and how can you tap into things that you probably have as resources, but you don't know how they work? You don't know really how to do it. This is a series of conversations that today, for example, will include an expert in a field that I have myself been exposed to and benefited from. Oftentimes on this program or other programs, really good, and I say this without sounding too humble, one of the things that really works on the radio, especially, is the story quotient. The host or hosts of the program or people that get invited onto these programs to tell a story are the ones that are most successful. And so this is a continuing series of stories, the podcast for which you can get every week at Blog Talk Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/yourhiddenpower. You can get all of the regulars who are here. Uri Geller will join us later in the hour. Mary O'Malley, our intuitive, and then Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is the astrologer, all help to facilitate information that will make, hopefully, your life better, more acceptable, more living. That's what this is about. So I'm going to revert back to an experience that I have talked about a great deal on the air. In this past year, I met a gentleman named Peter Faust, who has facilitated for me, and I would bet hundreds, if not thousands, of other people, a project. It's a style, if you will, of finding out why you are the way you are, who you are and why you are. Who you are and what that's all about, basically. The approach is referred to as the constellation theory. It's constellation, therapy is the best way to refer to it. Peter, would you say that I've got it? Constellation therapy, is that too simple?
Yes and no. The title of our book is called The Constellation Approach, and that's based on family constellations. But therapy in Greek means to make whole. So it absolutely is a therapy in the sense that we're trying to help a person become whole.
There are a lot of people who live life in an unfinished fashion, if I may say. There are unresolved issues, there are decisions that are not decided, if you will, that need to be made, tasks that you think you have to do but you can't. There are a lot of people who are just plain overwhelmed. And so when I was first told about you and the service that you offer through the constellation approach, I thought, this is fascinating. And I honestly didn't understand it until I'd been with you. And I don't mind, this is, for me, being, I think I told you this once, being on the radio is the greatest form of therapy that there is. Because you can, people want you to be who you are, and they want it to all hang out to a point. And so I've been a great believer in therapy. I think our mental health problems in this country are legion, and a lot of people are turning to what are not conventional means to figure things out. And I think that's where it starts with the constellation approach, isn't it? It's not really true. Why don't you tell people what it is?
Well, very, very succinctly, Doug, what it is that it's a way of looking at yourself in relation to your family and ancestral lineage. So rather than kind of being this isolated individual who's going through life trying to make their way and get away from their family and get away from all the things that happen, it's a way of turning back. The process kind of turns your lens back into the family lineage and into your ancestral lineage over several generations, and you begin to see yourself as part of a whole versus individually, and then that ultimately gives you insight and then strength and a kind of fortitude to go into your life and make decisions differently.
How did you come to this, really? How did you come to the constellation approach yourself?
Well, like most things in my life, my wife said, hey, we should do this. And being a good husband, I said, okay, let's give it a shot. And it, I can say, Doug, that it changed my life, and it changed my relationships with, at that time, my mother, my father, my sisters. Mm-hmm. It changed my relationship with my wife. It changed my relationships totally, and how I looked at the world and how I viewed myself. And then I said, this is something I need to study and then ultimately bring to my community.
But why? Why is there, this seems simple. When I first, you were teaching me and we were going through the various things that approached that mm-hmm. really was a constellation approach to me and the issues that I have. And then some people would say, well, you're blaming your parents. Well, there's no blame associated. It's just information that you get through digging around. I mean, I learned a lot about my father that I knew, but I hadn't put it all together. That is his relationship with his father. Then those things we know. I don't know what happened before that, but it's pretty easy to spot trends, is it not, using this approach?
Exactly. What we're looking for is patterns or trends or things that repeat from generation to generation. What happens for most people is that we're going along pretty unconscious, and we're making choices and decisions and choosing partners and careers and all kinds of things. But we don't realize that we're actually kind of often repeating patterns and trends that happened long before us. We make decisions based on what happened from generations in the past. That's what the constellation approach does. It shows you kind of who you are in relation to your family lineage, your ancestral lineage, and why you're doing the things that you're doing. Then once you have that awareness, you can say, oh, I get it. Well, let me choose differently.
Well, I suppose about choices, there's a consciousness maybe to it. And again, mm-hmm. I use my own, my mm-hmm. father, my father and mother's marriage was much like my marriage, or my marriage was much like my mother and father's marriage. But I was tone deaf, and then learned after the fact how to do it better, or continue to learn. My father never did. So the benefit that I have, and that I guess we have in this era, is that we understand that there's a problem and want to do something about it. With him, he just ran away from it. He didn't want to deal mm-hmm. with it because his father before him hadn't dealt with it. And if anything, my father, who basically grew up as an orphan, his mother died when he was 4 days old in a flu epidemic in the 14, 15, 16, somewhere in there. And his father ran off and married somebody else. He never knew either one of his parents.
Right.
And so he didn't have, but his father set the example by running away from the problem and finding somebody else to attach to. My father didn't really deal with the problems he had with my mother. And so it was there's the example. I run away. I did the same thing for years and years and years and years and years. And how many people listening to us right now have that same MO? How many people that you see every day, Peter Faust, have that mm-hmm. MO?
Exactly. The MO being we repeat the patterns unless we're aware of them. As I remember, Doug, our work together, you went from like kind of being judgmental of your father to having compassion for him and compassion for your grandfather. And then all of a sudden, what happens is, and as I recall, you had a different, your relationship to your father shifted through the process because you saw what he went through as a child, what he went through as a young man, how difficult he had it, how difficult his grandfather, your grandfather had it. And you went from judgment to compassion to understanding. And then you realized, oh, wait a minute, I'm repeating the pattern. Let me choose differently, not just for myself, but for all the men in my lineage. And then so my children, my son doesn't have to repeat the pattern.
It's
part of the process. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's difficult in a sense because what's the old business about? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. So there are, I think you see people of all sizes and shapes and ages and sexes and stuff. But in reality, and I don't say this for any egotistical purposes, but I'm guessing that you don't see a lot of people who are my age.
Well, as you're talking, Doug, it reminds me of a story that we have in our book of a man. I think he's 72 or 74, and the story's in the book. And in the constellation being he's looking at a representative for his father and grandfather, he says, it was the first time in 72 years that I could feel love for my father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's never too late.
You're listening to Your Hidden Power, having a conversation with Peter Faust, who is a facilitator for the Constellation Approach, and his book called Constellation Approach, Finding Peace Through Your Family Lineage. He and his wife have written several books, and they practice together here in Massachusetts. I want to bring you another philosophy. It's interesting. I opened up, you've heard me lately talking about the fruits and veggies that come from balance of nature. Well, I actually have the product, and I opened up the jars that come, or canisters, whatever you want to call them, of the fruits and veggies. And I immediately, when I opened them, had this really wonderful sense that I was getting into something really good just by listening to the, as you know, when you open something, it's sealed, it goes, and then the aroma that came from the fruits and the veggies that are part of the system at Balance of Nature. And it is a system to improve and maintain your immune system by 700%. Most of what happens to you and your body happens because your immune system isn't as strong as it needs to be. And with these capsules, these little fruits and veggies that have been dried and sealed in these capsules, you get the same benefit as you would 9 to 11 servings at 22 cents per capsule. Not a bad deal. And to get started on the program so you do boost your immune system, that's 700%. You'll get a free month supply to encourage you to do this, to do the right thing. Go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV and get yourself your first supply of the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies that come in these capsules. Combine your physical health with your spiritual being and your chemical well-being. That's what this is. Balance is the chemicals in your body. That's what Balance of Nature is all about. The balance of Mother Nature. That's where the nutrition is. That's where the source, you hear that sometimes, that word source. It is the source of life. Mother Nature, and it's in Balance of Nature. Fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you let them know that you heard about it here on the DJV Experience with the promo code DJV. Your Hidden Power. And Peter Faust, who runs a family practice. That's the best way of describing it. FaustFamilyConstellations.com is the website. Faust, F-A-U-S-T, FamilyConstellations.com. Faust Family Constellation. We're talking about the constellation process, learning about your family lineage. I'll tell you that it's done a world of good for me to understand all kinds of things. Peter made reference to me having a little bit more acceptance of my father. I think I tended, and I think I told you this, to blame my mother for most of the problems and didn't see that it was my father who really created, not that he knew he was creating it, but he was more of a source of the problem than was my mother. And I don't know. I don't know that I ever asked you this. Why was it that I automatically went to my mother and sort of thought she was responsible for the stuff that was unpleasant in my life?
I think in that moment, Doug, that was just the direction I was drawn in. But as you remember from our work together, we ended up working with your father's lineage and your mother's lineage through the course of the process over a number of sessions. And that's ultimately what people do in this process. Each of us is given a family lineage, an ancestral lineage to work with, a sacred blueprint, as it was, the bloodlines from where we come from. And those, following the ancestral lineage down the father's line, down the mother's line, allows us to understand who we are. So ultimately, a person ends up working with the masculine and the feminine, and then that gives people insight into really who they are and the kind of choices they're making in their life.
So how, in terms of people and how long it takes to go through this before you see the light, I suppose it's different with everybody, but under the circumstance, I mean, I think it didn't take me long to grasp the concept, and then each time there was something to deal with, we visited something else. In terms of, and I will tell you, for the people who are listening wondering how this works, there is a visual that goes with the actual the conversation is bolstered by having characters that you can see in front of you that are representative of the people you're trying to understand, right? Isn't that kind of...
Exactly. Yeah, physical representation of the people in your mind and what you're dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm. Why that? Why is it? What's helpful? Is it important for people to actually see?
Oh, yeah, because what happens is otherwise we just stay in our mind and we're talking about it. But when, as you remember, Doug, when you chose these little wooden figurines, we use wooden figurines to represent different people, and the person sees it in front of them, it's a type of divination. You're divining. You're getting information by looking down and seeing these representations for your mother, your father, your wife, your children, things of that nature. And it's reflective. So there's a type of reflecting back to you things that you couldn't kind of grasp by just talking about them.
So give us an example of the most successful experience you think you provided someone in terms of waking them up to this part of their hidden power structure.
Wow, the most successful. Interesting. Well, I'll tell you a story that comes to mind. I worked with a woman off and on for quite a while, and she's actually went through our immersion program, which is it's a one-year program of looking at all the different aspects of your family lineage, and now she facilitates the work in New York City. She came originally because she was a victim of sexual abuse in her family. And over the course of working with her, she got to the point where she could come to peace with the people, the men in her family, who were inappropriate with her. But then it took another turn where then she could see how each of the women in her family who also experienced this were part of a much larger process of healing between the masculine and feminine, and how this had been going on for generations and generations, and actually it was kind of part of her culture. And she then ultimately came around to accepting and forgiving, if you want to use that word, the men, and then helping those men accept what they had done and come to peace. And she now is a very prominent facilitator in New York City, helping men and women who've experienced that and helping them come to peace and integrate that in their life.
Coming to peace, man. That's what it's all about, peace. It sounds like something you get in a sermon, but it really is. Peace is a... It's not an overrated concept by any stretch of the imagination. Check out Peter's website, FaustFamilyConstellations.com. If you've never heard of this, go there. Maybe you might start by reading the book, Constellation Approach, Finding Peace Through Your Family Lineage. You can find that through FaustFamilyConstellations.com. Peter Faust, thank you for being here on Your Hidden Power. Hidden Power. Every week we have a person who's an expert in communicating something that will stimulate those powers in you that may not have been stimulated. And then we spend time with my friend Uri Geller, Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive, and Maria Francesca Trilogy. Uri joins us from the streets of Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. He's walking around, which isn't something that's unusual, because Uri takes a long walk every day where you actually think you commune. There are people who meditate. I think you meditate. My experience in walking many of those walks with you, even though we're talking with each other, there's a sort of meditative quality to your walks, is there not?
Yes, absolutely. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear, yes, which is okay. Amazing.
The reason I'm asking is that right now, as we speak, there is a plane coming in to land into Ben Gurion Airport, which is another probably 2.5-3 minutes flight from over Old Jaffa. I'm walking in a very quiet street, but you cannot escape the humming of air conditions because it's very, very hot in Israel, as we all know, like in Florida and some places in Arizona and New Mexico and even Los Angeles. So every apartment has an air condition. And although people try to hide them, but they still, some of them are visible to the eye, and therefore they make a humming sound. I'm walking in a part where I'm entering the flea market. Now, the flea market, Doug, let's say 30 or 40 years ago, you could have purchased a three-bedroom apartment for maybe $15,000. Not even, maybe $10,000. Today, and that's after 35, 40 years, apartments are over $1 million each. Some of them are going to $2, $3, $4 million. So every time I talk about real estate, the taxi drivers tell me, oh, I wish I knew. 40 years ago, my father had a beautiful apartment in Old Jaffa, and we sold it for peanuts. And I'm sure everyone that is listening now has a little kind of horror story about real estate. Why didn't I buy 20, 30 years ago? Am I right, Doug?
Well, it's part of the human condition, yes. And we've all been there and done that. I've had very good luck, and so have you, when it came to real estate investing. There is something about it. You got to have sort of a feel for it or a sense for it. But the idea that people regret, this is, I think, where we are here. People have regrets. They spend a lot of time, and you can't do anything about it because that was then and this is now. So you can say, oh, yeah, it's too bad. Yeah. But what are you doing to change your attitude toward this? Would you have the same attitude or approach to it today that you did then?
No.
In other words, did you learn?
Yeah, of course I learned. But, you know, today, how can you afford a $3, $4, $5 million apartment? But anyhow, Shippy, my brother-in-law, just took a picture of an entrance to an underground garage. And it's painted, believe it or not, by a very, very famous painter called Tamir Schaeffer. And Tamir Schaeffer's paintings are, yeah, quite expensive. But he also leaves his marks on doors in Old Jaffa, on garages. And it's very artistic here. By the way, to those who do not know, if you're not an artist, if you're not a painter or a jeweler or an actor or a singer, you cannot buy a place of dwelling in Old Jaffa. That's a condition. You have to be an artist. Is there anything like this in America?
No, not, well, I don't know. That may not. If you, not that's required. If you go to places like Soho, there are certain places in Los Angeles. Most every city has the area that is aimed at encouraging this kind of activity. But I don't know that people live there. There are theaters and theater districts and museums and museum districts. But I'm not sure that there are requirements that you must be cut from that cloth in order to live there. I can't think of any.
You know, Doug, I don't think that's possible in America because there will be immediately lawsuits flying around. I mean, you know, in America, sadly, I'm shocked when I see a group of people protesting outside a cemetery of fallen heroes, fallen American soldiers. I cannot believe the freedom of speech. You're allowed to libel celebrities or people who are in the public eye. So you can't do that in Israel. So there are certain laws here that prohibit you from, for instance, denigrating the Israeli flag. Yet in America, I see Americans burning American flags. Please explain me that.
You've explained it to yourself. Freedom of speech is freedom of expression. And freedom of expression is a way for you to physically, emotionally, and maybe spiritually express yourself, whether it's for the good or not. In this case, there are people who say, I'm disgusted with America for whatever the reason, and because we are the bastion of freedom here, we let people express themselves, whereas as you've said, most other countries outlaw that sort of thing.
I suggest, Doug, that let's expand on this subject next week. Meanwhile, I'm sending you a lot of powerful, positive energy from Old Jaffa. I'm empowering you all. A big hug and a big kiss to all of the listeners of the Doug Stephan Show. Love you all.
You know, it's really amazing. I'm looking at this picture that your brother-in-law just sent me. As you were talking about it, as you were witnessing, as you described it to us, Shippy actually sent me a picture, which is what I most every week when you're on with me, you send me a picture from where you are. And it really is fascinating how we can communicate. You're halfway around the world from me, and yet instantly I can see where you are and the point that you were making about what facilities there are in this area. It's really, it's profound. Yeah. Let's just put it that way, very profound. In a moment, the power of Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive. That's up next year. In the meantime, let me help you to become, I suppose in a manner of speaking, the tool of rest can be used to get people, oftentimes, whenever I've tried to meditate, here's a true confession. I cannot meditate because I fall asleep. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's part of meditating. For those of you who've tried it and it hasn't worked for you, maybe you crawl up into bed and you get yourself comfortable and you can meditate that way. There's no one rule as to how you're supposed to do it. But in order to be comfortable in bed, you better have a good pillow. And one of my favorite sponsors is MyPillow, helping you with your struggle to not toss, to not turn, to get through the night. If you stuff and pile your pillows around for support all night long, you're moving the pillow around, this is something that will go away with MyPillow. Brings you to the end of that horrible experience. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every of the MyPillows you buy stays cool and in place all night. It gives your head and your neck support like no other pillow does. So get that rest and wake up refreshed like never before. Here's the new 50% off 4-pillow pack offer. 50% off a 4-pillow pack offer. You heard me right. All 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows, 50% off the 4-pack price. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off 4-pillow pack. Plus, you get free shipping. Money-back guarantee if you don't like the pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. All right, let's get to the next matter here. Mary O'Malley, the psychic scout at psychicscout.com, and the whole business of, you were probably listening earlier when I was talking about the constellation approach to things. Isn't it amazing that we have so many different ways of getting to the same place, Mary? You have a talent, you have a skill. You work with people to try to get them to be their best. They bring you their problems, and you, through that power that you have, your hidden power, help people a lot to understand what the heck's going on with them. So who helps you?
Who helps me?
Yeah. Who helps you?
Who helps me? Well, you know, I think if you're in this business and being an empath, I pick up not only my own stuff, but other people's stuff. Sometimes I'm helped by working with a client. I'll get a ding that this is for me also. But I have other psychics and people in the business that I go to also. You would think, you know, all my self-help modalities I have, I can help myself. But the subconscious mind, you know, a lot of times we just need somebody to keep us focused. So I always have people around that I can work with, count on, because I have to stay healthy myself, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so under the circumstance, you had used a term, thank you for using it. I've seen it a lot lately in a couple of different magazines referencing empaths, E-M-P-A-T-H. Will you explain what that term, I mean, it comes, the base root is empathy. So that's what an empath is, someone who's empathetic. But what does that mean?
That means that it's easy for us to tune in on other people's feelings, what they're experiencing, what they're going through. If you're an empath and you don't realize that, you can be picking up a lot of things that don't belong to you. And I spent, you know, probably the first 40 years of my life that way, not realizing that what I was feeling actually belonged to somebody else, not myself.
Mm-hmm. So, how often, you know, Mary, how often is that the case when you are dealing with people? How often is someone who comes to you for help reflecting somebody else's stuff?
Actually, quite often. quite often. And I can feel it psychically that, and I'll ask spirit how much of what they're feeling actually belongs to them. And sometimes I'll get like 90%. So people, they don't have clarity. They also think that if they hold on to these feelings for that person, it will help that person. And it doesn't. It just harms the empath more. Mm-hmm. So it quite often, and so I always try to teach people. One of the things I have them ask, if they're feeling something they don't understand, is, does this belong to me? And if it doesn't belong to them, it will, just by acknowledging it, it will kind of lighten up and go away.
How does it get to them if it doesn't belong to them?
We just pick it up. We're reading it. I'd say it's a psychic phenomena, really. And we're reading it and we don't realize it. So I have a friend who will sit, you know, for half an hour and say, does this belong to me? Does this belong to me? No, 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 no. And when she's done, she feels a lot of relief. She'll pick up even people's physical pain. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're an empath, if that's happening to you, get some training. Judith Orloff has a wonderful book on empaths, how that all works. There's a lot of information out there for you now.
So aren't you glad you used that term so we could clarify it? Empath, empathetic, empathy. It's all, we all need more of it for ourselves. Give yourself a break, and for other people as well. But most certainly you need to give yourself a break. You need a good consult. Mary O'Malley is at your service and on your side at psychicscout.com. That's psychicscout.com. If you mention me or hearing me, use the code Good Day and you get a $25 discount. Your Hidden Power, continuing now with a visit from Maria Francesca Trilogy, author of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, a series of essays, inspirational observances. She is happy, she is heavenly. She helps to bring you harmony. Maria Francesca Trilogy. Good luck spelling that if I don't do it myself. But when we have next week, we'll have our website up for this Your Hidden Power podcast. And so what I'll do is I'll say, go to our go to yourhiddenpower.com. I think it's yourhiddenpowershow.com. And then you can learn how to spell Maria's name and go to her website, Maria Francesca Trilogy. .com. So the business about astrological connections, fascinating stuff. We are entering into the fall. The equinox takes place this week. So summer's gone. Fall is upon us. Winter comes. Boo-hoo. So as seasons change, do people change?
I do believe that is very true. Good morning. Yes, what does happen is from the early beginnings of time, our ancestors followed the cycles of the moon, cycles of the season, and they celebrated each one of them from the spring equinox to the fall equinox. And I think what happens is, as we enter, just like you said, boo-hoo, the winter season, we come to a time of more of a retreating, a hibernation, a quieting down. That is when, you know, the soil changes and the planting is over and we take everything we have, the harvest. We celebrate that, and then we go into the quiet time. And that's what the fall equinox, which will be on Friday, that is what we will be then celebrating. And we can do that now because we live more in a technology-based society. It's more of a metaphor for what we can do within ourselves to quiet down and celebrate and realize that our physical bodies will go through some change as well.
What does it mean when you say you can do it on your own? Without having to go to somebody like you, you can figure it out?
Well, going to someone, going to an astrologer to look at my own personal chart will give me, of course, a deeper insight into what's happening. But each one of us can go into the self and sit down and look at, my goodness, we are now almost at the end of another year. What have I done throughout this year? What do I want to plan for next season, you know, as we come into this next season? What do I want my winter to be like? So, yes, we get, each one of us can individually create our own little ritual to celebrate the season change, because really that was how our ancestors followed everything, by the moon cycles, by the seasons. That is what directed their lives completely. So we are still human beings that can do it on our own and find a way to honor, you know, what the season will bring.
But the only way you can really, you know, there are influences. We all have them. I've become over decades convinced that, yes, there are cycles. Men and women go through a 28-day cycle. And some of it is physical, some of it's emotional.
Yes,
but
that is a very good point.
Yeah, there's no question that there's an influence. Whether the moon is all part of it, whether there's something, what's the hidden meaning to 28 days? You know, who knows what?
Well, I think it would be interesting for one of our shows to discuss that cycle. What is, why is it 28 days? Why does, isn't it interesting that the moon goes through a whole phase? It doesn't stay bright the whole 28 days.
No.
It goes from new to fall.
Yeah, but how'd that happen? Those are the questions that fascinate me, and I'm not sure I give it, I kind of give it over to, yeah, this is the way the creator wanted it, but it's there's a lot more to it than that, as we find with any
science. Yes, and I think it would be interesting for us to investigate that more.
Yes, all right. Investigations. Maybe we'll start with the new and full moon and how they come around, because there is the ritual of the moon. It's all part of our lives. Maria Francesca's, say it again, Doug. Maria Francesca Trilogy.com. Thank you, Maria. On your hidden power.